From the far reaches of the imagination, where space and time collide into the uncertain threads of the future, there are tales of wonder and the unknown told in Future Tense. Stagestruck Audio Theater brings you Future Tense, the show that explores the darker shadows of a tomorrow that could be. Today's episode, Spirit in the Machine.
You have to adjust the lift. You're banking at too sharp of an angle.
I've never felt this way before with a ship.
And you never will again if you don't adjust that nose.
I'm closing into position.
You're letting your thoughts wander. Don't let the power of the shift lull you away from your objective.
I see my objective. Quit playing Mama Goose on this one.
This is my ship, and it's never been flown like this before.
I've never flown this fast before.
Pay attention to your descent. You have to focus your mind on it.
She's speaking to me.
She's programmed to do that. Here, I'll change it to a male voice. Hopefully that will keep your mind on the mission here.
Holy! I've never seen so many ships before in all my life.
You've pulled out of the cloud embankment too early. Go back up into it.
Can you see this?
I see it. You're in the enemy airspace. The ship counts over 100 ships in the area.
Unbelievable.
Get it back into the cloud bank. That's an order.
Sorry, Rick. You've done great work here, but it's time for me to take over.
What delusions are you having up there?
Over and out. Watch the vid, Rick. Enjoy the show.
2-9er Delta Alpha, come in. Do not cut communication. You don't know what that ship will do. He's left the visuals up. What's he... No! Don't engage them! Don't! The ship isn't tested for that! It's a neutral zone! No! Please! What's... He's left external sound open. It's impossible. 2-9er Delta Alpha, come in! Turn on your comm system! You can't engage the ships that fast! Do not... He's gone rogue. I've got to reach... Got to get them on the comm... Franklin, there's someone there. Something has gone wrong with your pilot. I'm trying to run a test here and he...
Calm down, Rick. You weren't informed.
Informed of what?
A preemptive.
You're not authorized to do that.
Did we pay for this bird or not?
He's not ready to engage on this level. Do you know how many ships are out there?
He's doing fine. By the time this conversation is over, he'll be on his way back to base. Are you watching the vid?
Like a hawk. I didn't authorize this, Franklin.
You're right. I paid for it, so I'll call the shots. Pun intended.
They'll never declare peace now.
Thank you. My point exactly. You've done a good job, Rick. I never would have thought that you could create a ship quite like this one.
You have to realize he'll fry his mind in there. Once a psionic link is established between the ship and the pilot, especially in a combat situation...
I can read, Rick. Believe it or not, I have that ability. I know what's supposed to happen. It's one pilot. Calm down.
You really don't care what happens up there?
Sure I do. I care that a squadron of enemy birds is burning up in the stratosphere.
I will formally protest.
Do it. Once this thing is fully online and able to be replicated, surely you know it's just a matter of transferring funds to your account. You can live like a king.
I'm not getting through to you, Franklin. Listen to me.
I have, and I'm done talking. Enjoy the rest of the fireworks.
This isn't happening. It isn't. She is destroying every one of those. Unbelievable. I've got to get to the landing pad.
I see you're not too shy to come down here and see your success.
You don't have a clue as to what you've done.
Sure I do. I just ordered the destruction of 115 of the enemy's airships, and it only took 1 hour to do it.
At what cost, Franklin? At what cost?
Is he free from the ship?
I told you about the link.
Yeah, and it's nice theory, Rick. Get my pilot out of there.
You do it.
You men there, get my pilot out of there. Release the hatch, Rick.
It's open.
115 ships and one airship. You'll be the richest man in the Western Hemisphere, Rick, and we'll win a war.
Sir.
What is it? Get that pilot out of the cockpit!
Sir?
I don't like repeating myself, son.
I think you better come up and see for yourself.
What am I supposed to see?
I tried to tell you, Franklin. I'll be interested to see how the military handles this.
Why don't you just shut up? And don't be here when we bring the pilot out. I'm tired of looking at your face.
Take the offer and run. They're not going to give you any other options.
How long have I known you now? What, 30 years? 35?
I think a long time is your point here.
That's right. Does that sound like something I would do?
No, but I have to say it anyway.
How long have you been lapdog to them? You did this when I first dreamed this thing up.
This thing is the most powerful airship the world has ever seen. Psionic controls!
That fried a pilot's brain! I told them it would happen. You can't maintain a link that long before your consciousness is fried right out of you.
Why is that, by the way?
It's too much science for you. Suffice it to say, a link between pilot and ship is fine until you give complete control over to the AI system. That pilot is a vegetable because he didn't do as I said and back off the link.
So, his body is here and his mind is...
gone.
In the ship.
For only a few moments. The ship continued trying to fire up a few times after it had landed, but the system doesn't support that kind of permanent link.
So his mind isn't in the computer banks?
No. It's possible. My old prof is on the record for waving the net for 6 minutes, or thereabouts, but the ship's system can't contain a consciousness. The AI won't allow it.
Why not?
Because I didn't design it that way.
Maybe you can make some alterations so this won't happen again.
You bet it's not going to happen again. I'm destroying it.
Whoa! Now, hey, hold on, Rick. That's just not possible. Not now. It destroyed 115 enemy airships. The military implications are beyond imagination. You won't be allowed within 100 yards of that ship now.
But it's mine!
Rick, you were contracted to create an airship capable of maneuverability unlike anything out there. You did. Okay, so it took psionic technology to make it happen. But you did it.
Abbott, I cannot in all good conscience allow that ship to be used again or replicated off my design. The whole thing has to go.
Say what you will about them. They do know a lot about you anyways, how your mind works, your scientific mind coupled with your ethics, your morals.
I'm sure you're getting at something, Abbott.
They have this thing called leverage.
Not on this they don't. This is about right and wrong.
Depends on who you ask. Leverage is a powerful thing.
So is being right.
It's called family.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean.
I'm your friend for a reason, Rick. So we don't get along about everything. So what? I may seem like a traitor to that friendship by siding with my employers. But the military is my employer, as you've so aptly pointed out. I'm your friend, but family, that's another thing entirely.
You're threatening me.
I am doing no such thing. All I am is a liaison.
You're threatening my family, Abbott. My family!
Not at all! I would never do that, and would find anyone despicable who would dare harm anyone in your family. But the people you and I work for aren't quite so scrupulous.
This conversation is over.
I have to make their position very clear here, Rick.
You have. Now get out.
I understand.
And don't come back here. I'm not sure I need your friendship anymore.
I see. I understand that, too. But I hope you change your mind.
Just leave!
Remember your family, Rick. Because they know every hair on their heads.
Get out! Contract or no contract, I have to get rid of you. And me, too. Activate. Door. Door. Just great. I thought it would take them longer. Ship, bring all engines online.
Dr. Simmons, there's a lock that has been put in place.
By who? I'm the only one who has access.
An override to my system was performed. I cannot allow you to bring me online.
I'm the one who made you. Had to be Abbott. Go away! No one's home!
Rick, get out of there right now!
What did you do to her? I can't even get her to start!
I had to! I knew what you'd do. Just shut it down and walk out of there calmly, and no one will get hurt.
This is my ship, Abbott.
You designed her, but you sure didn't pay for her. I am only going to tell you once more, Rick. Shut her down and get out!
Your conversation is boring me. Ship, I'm not interested in communications.
Yes, Dr. Simmons.
I want everything brought online, right now.
As I said, Doctor, there is a lock.
Override it.
Not possible.
How about this for a bit of drama, Abbott?
Dr. Simmons?
I want the psionic linkage booted up.
Dr. Simmons, there is a lock.
I heard you the first time, sweetheart. Bravo Delta 999 Delta.
Dr. Simmons?
A voice-activated encryption breaker. Abbott has no idea it's on board your system. His encryption is dense, but not that complicated. Activate the breaker.
Yes, Dr. Simmons. Encryption code will be broken in 20 seconds.
Good. Bring it all online when we crack it open. Engines, the psionic link, and the time slip.
The time slip?
It will be programmed as time displacement. The military scientists on the project thought it was your internal clock and balancing harmonics.
10 seconds.
I'm strapped in, ship. Get ready. Ignore her. I'm in no mood to talk.
The defense system of the base is being activated.
How long in the encryption?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Encryption broken. I am online.
Psionic link, now. Are you reading my thoughts?
Your thoughts are mine.
Move out of here, now!
4 airships have been dispatched.
We won't be here that long to engage. Bring the time slip to my screen.
The calculations are set for 8 years prior to this date, Dr. Simmons. Is this correct?
Right where it should be.
As you well know, Doctor, if you time slip, your consciousness will be absorbed into mine.
That's right. But unlike the test pilot, mine won't disappear. I've had a chance to fix the calculations on it.
Your body will die.
I hope so.
Dr. Simmons, the human function is to live, not to-
Ship, lock the coordinates and get ready to time slip. I'm activating my psionic uplink with you.
You will cease to function when you slip in time.
But I'll be a part of you and in control of this vessel. Oh, very well, I'll talk to her.
What do you think you're accomplishing by doing this, Rick? You have 4 bogeys right on your tail.
You've proven to me that my life isn't worth creating all of this, starting all of this destruction. I won't be responsible for it. I never intended for my ship to be turned into a weapon of this magnitude.
You have got to get out of there, Rick. It's way past being too late for anything good to happen out of this.
Never truer words were spoken, Abbott. Goodbye.
Dr. Simmons, the coordinates are locked. The energy required for the time slip is online and ready to activate on your clock.
All right. I suppose... I wish... Activate the time slip.
You will cease to exist in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
What was that?
Something just blipped out of nowhere, Dr. Simmons. Radar tracks and object moving... That can't be right.
Let me see. When was the last time this computer was calibrated with the radar system?
This morning. I've never tracked anything moving so fast before. How fast is it going?
It's too big to be a meteorite. Did the Air Force report any activity to watch out for in the area?
No, they didn't log anything. We had an all clear for today.
Did you see that?
It just stopped.
Did it crash?
No, sir. That's a mid-air stoppage. How in the world did it do that?
Whatever it is, I want a team on it right now. And be quick about it. The military boys will try and beat us out there. Get it in here and in the lab's hangar bay.
I'm right on it. We'll get it here, sir. Don't worry.
And get me Abbott on a comlink. She'll want to see this, whatever it is.
You've had this thing for 3 months, Rick. You have got to have some kind of progress.
We do. We fried our first test pilot's brain out. He's a drooling vegetable. Why don't you go visit him in the infirmary?
There is pressure from the top on this.
Good. Tell them to come down here and help me figure this out.
Rick, you've had it all this time. Surely you know something about it.
I haven't even stepped out onto the bay to touch it.
Why not? That doesn't sound like the scientist I know.
Because look at it. Something's not right about it.
What makes you say that?
It seems alive.
What about the pilot? What happened to him?
I'm not exactly sure. The tech is a bit beyond us, but I think it's psionics.
Thought operated? Surely not.
I will say this though. If I was designing an airship, that would be how I'd do it. It's beautiful, powerful. It's almost as if it's breathing. Where are you going?
I want to see it. Coming?
No, Abbott!
So this is the ship everyone's been talking about.
Yes, but be careful.
Why's that? Does it bite?
Worse.
You're gonna take me up in it.
I wouldn't get too much closer if I were you.
You trying to creep me out here?
I'm just warning you. This thing is sentient.
It's a ship, Rick.
It was designed as a complete thinking organism.
Rick, the physics don't exist to support something like that.
But I'm telling you, it's alive.
Now you're just being melodramatic. It was designed, wasn't it?
We think so.
It was built by human hands, right?
That we're not sure about.
Okay. It was built by someone's hands. Extraterrestrial, terrestrial. It was built by somebody.
Yes, yes, of course.
Designed, built. It's only a machine. And a machine is only as good or responsive as the beings that built it.
I really wouldn't get too much closer, Abbott. No fooling around, either.
So that's what you mean?
All we can figure is that it's a defense system that's booted up.
Just when someone gets close to it? That's crazy. How can anyone get to it to fly it?
It's more than that. I know it sounds strange, but anyone that the ship senses to not have complete goodwill towards it...
Do you even listen to the drivel you spout? A military man. A scientist. You've made your entire life, your entire career, about harnessing things just like this. This machine.
Ship.
Okay. Ship. But deep down, you know it's still a machine. Just pieces of metal, cabling, energy coils, and everything else to make it what it is. It is mastered by those who create it.
And that just doesn't happen to be us.
Are you bringing it online with a remote?
Search me if you want to. Just step back from it. We don't know what it's capable of. Not yet, anyway.
I will say this. It's beautiful. What will it do?
The only pilot to even get inside of it is in intensive care.
Does anyone know what happened to him?
We don't know. Not all of it. He somehow bonded with the ship. It's like it's been waiting for him to return.
You know you're not going to be able to just sit on it like this. You're going to have to get someone else in that cockpit to see what she'll do.
I'm not sure that's possible.
You've got to make it possible. Rick, I'm just the messenger here. I understand your predicament, but let me tell you, there are others that won't be as understanding. They'll swarm this place quicker than you can turn around and have this thing dissected and torn apart. Do you want that?
No, you know I don't.
Then find a way of getting someone else in that cockpit.
You've got to buy me more time.
Didn't you hear what I said? I'm only the messenger girl.
Then tell them we're on it. Tell them anything.
I'm telling them the truth, Rick. You don't play with folks like this. You know that.
I don't have anyone else.
You've got a stable full of pilots out there waiting for their chance to do something. Pick one.
I can't just pick anyone. The ship has a mind. It senses things.
Yeah, I heard you the first time.
There's a very powerful consciousness at work in that ship.
I can see you're too attached. You better back off if you still want to stay on the project.
That's your department. You tell them that without me, there isn't a project.
You need to calm down. And I mean now.
No, don't! Don't yell, Abbott, please!
What yelling? We're having a discussion. And I don't like what you're saying. You're too wrapped up in this thing. That's pretty obvious.
Please, just shut up!
What's it doing? Why is it booting up again?
Come over here, quick!
You want to explain to me?
Just hold on, okay? Don't say anything.
Rick!
Don't. Just keep quiet a minute.
What is that? Why is it making that sound?
Don't move. Just don't move.
You want to try explaining that?
I'd rather not.
Not the right answer. It was reacting to our argument, wasn't it?
Yes.
And I'll bet this isn't the first time.
No. Two soldiers were shot with its plasma cannon.
What?
They were killed when they were trying to access its pressure plates that cover the engine module and sensors.
And this wasn't reported?
Yes, it was reported.
But?
But what?
There's always a but coming with you.
All right, yes. But it was blamed on a booby trap on the cannon.
And there's no such thing, is there?
No. The ship felt threatened and it took out the threat.
I'm gonna have to report this, Rick. You can't keep them in the dark about this.
They'll remove it from my hangar, Abbott. They can't take it away from me.
It's being reported now, Rick.
No, don't do that, Abbott, please.
What choice do I have here? This could get more people killed. It could get you killed, and I couldn't live with that. Let me make the call.
I have to be the one who works with it.
I'll try.
No matter what, you've got to promise me.
You know what? I think I'll make this call from the lab.
Rick. Rick.
What? Who's speaking? Is there someone?
Rick.
No, it's not possible.
What is it? You look like you've been punched in the gut.
It's nothing.
Word from on top is that you don't make another move until some tighter ground rules have been established.
Understood.
We have the 50 caliber guns in place.
I'm especially interested in the starboard side near the cabin.
Targeted. You think it's a weak spot?
I don't know, but analyzing the design of it makes me think that if there is one, that'd be the spot.
On your call, Rick.
Okay. All cameras rolling?
Rolling.
Sound?
Yes, mics are all over that thing.
All right, fire!
Now?
Yeah, enough, enough! That's good.
Nothing. Not one thing. That alloy is amazing.
That surprises me. I know if I designed it, I would have been concerned about that area where the cabin joins the wing.
I've got the footage queued.
Show me.
What do you think?
Are the lasers ready to go?
Yeah, but we had to go with industrial. The military isn't too anxious to let us play with what they've got, considering it's all new for them.
Ugh, I'm not surprised. Did Abbott pull a string or two?
Yeah, I can get them into position if you want.
Yeah, let's go ahead and see what happens.
Same positions as the 50 cals?
Yes. I'm beginning to have my suspicions about the alloy.
Okay, we're ready.
Rick.
Whoa, wait a sec. What was that?
I'm not sure. Probably the motor's coming to a stop on the laser banks.
Strange. It sounded like, I don't know.
A voice?
Yes, exactly.
I thought so too. We've been here too long.
What time is it? Good grief! I had no idea. You've been here long enough. Go on, get out of here.
This test, and then I'll pack it in for the night.
Alright, good. Thank you. Targeted?
All banks are online. Now.
Give it all she's got.
Full power.
Do it.
I'm not sure, but it looks like the laser shots are being deflected, and then they disappear.
Strange. Shut it off.
It's almost as if the shots were...
being absorbed?
Yeah, but it sounded strange saying it.
I think they were.
You want to run another round of shots with the laser banks?
No, go home. You're tired and so am I.
I'll go pack up and check off the base. See you tomorrow, Rick.
See you tomorrow. So, my theory is fact. The skin of that ship is an alloy of 17-4-PH and titanium. My design for a ship such as this... what's going on? I want to listen to the beginning of that clip.
You are wasting your time.
It was a voice. What is going on here? Enhanced this time.
You are wasting your time.
It is sentient. It anticipated the testing. Unbelievable! It's like I'm looking at my own creation without ever doing any of the work. My own AI design. It's primitive in comparison with what we've mapped, but still.
You done for the day? I saw the lab tech leave.
I'm not sure.
You know you can't stay in that lab without an assistant with you. We don't know what that ship can do. It's for your own safety.
I'm getting a pretty good idea of what it can do, Abbott.
You've made a breakthrough?
Of sorts.
I'm coming down there.
No, don't. Not yet. Look, I'll shut everything down and check out. I can pick up tomorrow.
You sure?
Yeah, it'll give me time to mull over a theory or two.
Okay, tomorrow then.
I doubt it. It's exactly as I would have made her. Even without my finished designs, I know she's mine. The time slip theory isn't just a theory, is it? You can hear me in there. I know you can. You're equipped with mic sensors. Oh yeah, you can hear me, all right. This is what you've been waiting for, isn't it? You're beautiful, you know that? This is the closest I've ever gotten to you since we found you, and with good reason. I think deep down I knew all along you were mine. I was afraid, and all these tests, they've been a waste of time. The only reason I would ever design a ship like you with time slip tech is as a failsafe. So it's obvious something went horribly wrong. That's why you're here. For me. I'm on board, now what?
Hook up the control panel. The psionics are activated.
Psionics? Of course, yes! The theory is sound. Duskin out of Germany is perfecting it.
He did.
You're beautiful.
I'm also you.
I figured as much. I'm vain, but not enough to use my own synthesized voice for the computer system. I would have used a woman's.
You did.
Something awful must have happened.
Hook up to me.
How is this even possible? All space-time theories don't support any of this.
Yet you designed the time slip.
As a failsafe. What happened in the future?
Hook up.
I will.
Rick? Hello? Rick, you're not checked out of the lab according to the log. What's going on? The ship is hovering out there. Rick? Rick! Rick!
All that power, all those ships, unbelievable. I would have never designed it that way.
Abbott insisted.
Of course she did. Military progress, she'd call it.
She's outside.
Right on cue, too. She won't listen, of course.
There's only one course of action.
Yes, only one reason I would design a time slip. It's too bad, really.
Final lock on the psionics.
We can time slip forward into a spot where you won't be found.
The Pacific.
My sentiments exactly. Do it!
Rick! Rick! Don't! Rick! Transmission report. Abbott Reeves. The ship and Dr. Simmons are gone. No trace left in our time stream. I have found his notes and design ideas for a ship. It's the beginnings of what appeared here. Knowing Rick, a time slip, as his notes designate, would be used in case of an emergency. And again, knowing Rick, an emergency of conscience. The designs, as they exist, are useless. And he won't be found either. We can write this off. The ship and its tech are long gone. We won't be seeing either one again. Ever. On a personal note, Rick was... Scratch that. No personal note. Transmission report, Abbott Reeves, recorded, transmitting, now.
We hope you enjoyed Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of Future Tense, Spirit in the Machine. In the cast, Abbott, Nautica Emberton, announcer, Trevor Browser, assistant, Amanda Duell, Fran, Madison Hall, pilot, Christian James, Rick, Kieran Scheitler, soldier, Wesley Swigert, the ship, Madison Baker, script by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.